Hey everyone, this episode of Fauci Radio, every episode of Fauci Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Check it out at VolpeMartialArts.com. All right, folks, this is episode number 164, and it's all about coming home. I've been talking about coming home for a long time. Maybe not a long time, but a couple months now, and I'm finally home. Sioux St. Marie. I love you all. Thanks for your listens. Thanks for your subscribes. Thanks for your likes. If you want to hit me up, FauciRadio@gmail.com. I really appreciate it. Love you all. Peace.
Fatso, the really good podcast show.
Fatso, the very first podcast show. Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Where's my hat? Volpe Martial Arts is KW's, that's Kitchener Waterloo's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. It's an amazing fusion. My brother, Sifu Adam, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, lifelong love of the sport, love of martial art, love of the community, love of the village. 5 days a week, check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, this is episode number 164 of Fatso Radio, and I want to welcome everybody to Fatso Radio again. My name is Carlo. I come to you now. This is my third season, I think, maybe fourth season. And I talk to you every single week, every single Friday. And this Friday is no different, folks. March 25th, I believe. March 25th. And a lot of stuff has been going on. We sold a house. We're moving. We sold a house. We bought a house. We moved. We're here. We packed. We unpacked. We're still unpacking. A lot of stuff is going on. We're very excited to be here in Sault Ste. Marie. And I never thought I'd say that, to be quite honest with you. You know, growing up in the Sioux, growing up in Sault Ste. Marie, I guess probably growing up in any town, you don't think you'd ever say, or you don't think you'd ever be excited to say, oh, I'm moving to the city. But I am, and I fully understand the reason why. I fully embrace the reason why I'm excited. It's because the Sioux is an awesome place. It really is an awesome place. And whether you're in an awesome place or not, you can still have an awesome life. It's all about who you are and where you are in your life. And there's things I'm realizing, I'm things I'm finding out every single day about this city, but every single city I've ever been in, that it's like, it's, you know, it's not just a matter of when you're looking for something, you'll find it. But if you're open to something, you'll find it as well. So without further ado, I want to get into it. This episode, just a welcome back, right? A welcome back to the Sioux. A touch base with what I'm doing with my diet as well. My diet, it's a struggle. I'm getting better and better each day. I'm getting better and better each week. And you know, it's back. It's back on again. It's still on again. It's the same fight that's always been, right? But sometimes you don't win that fight, or sometimes you're not scoring as many goals. You're still winning maybe matches, but maybe your overall is not as good as it is or as it was before. And I know how easy it is to get discouraged. Oh my God, how I can tell you how easy it is for me to get discouraged. I can only imagine how easy it is for other people to get discouraged. And that's why for me, again, the value around momentum, the value around supporting other people, the value around getting support from other people in that community setting, that love setting, it's invaluable. You really can't pay for that anymore. You can pay for it, sure, and get it artificially, but it really is valuable because not only that, when it comes organically, it comes naturally, but even if it does come artificially or whatever, I don't really know what the hell I'm talking about when I say that, but it's valuable because it's that camaraderie. It's that, hey, I feel what you're feeling. I know what you're going through. And even if you don't know exactly what you're going through, but if you try to embrace someone else's journey, if you try to embrace someone else's pain, you can do it. If you really try hard, you can really understand it. So again, back to everything that takes a village. This has been a crazy week for us. It's been an awesome week. We moved, packed our bags, and packed the house in Kitchener. We moved back to Sault Ste. Marie, and we are excited to be back. It's awesome. It's almost spring soon, very soon in spring. Nice day today. Yesterday was cold. Day before was nice. Like, it's up and down, right? This is the time of year. But we're very excited to be back. And one of the things that I wanted to do, one of the things that's been on my mind, again, Fatso Radio, it's a podcast about losing weight, but not just losing weight. It's about a podcast about being healthy and staying healthy and try to trying to ail what feel, you know, fix what ails you, I guess. Or, you know, if whether it's just weight loss, whether it's just feeling better in general, I believe that diet is the key to it. And you can still be happy with your diet is messed up. Of course, you can still be happy, or you can still have a diet, you know, all those combinations. You can still be happy without it, or you can still be happy with it. But for me, it's one of the fundamental pillars, I guess, or one of the foundation of a healthy overall for me. So again, I'm back better than I was a couple of weeks ago, better than I was a couple of months ago, right? Better than I was a couple of months before that, because the last couple of months has been rough. The not only the move, but the transition between a lot of jobs, the transition between, you know, the COVID and just whatever. I'm glad I haven't gained all this weight back and I'm feeling, not that I'm feeling sick by any means, I'm not, but I'm feeling heavier, of course, right? If you're gaining weight. I mean, for me, if I gain 20 pounds, right? That for a lot of people, that's a ton of weight. For some people, that's nothing. For me, I can't say it's nothing, because it's not like I haven't gained that much weight before. Of course I have, you know, being 300 plus pounds, it's 20 pounds is not a huge number, but when you lose weight and you know, from 300 pounds to 200 pounds, 20 pounds now is a difference. So gaining 20 pounds is not like it was when I was 300 pounds, if this all makes sense, is that it actually affects me a little bit more than I'm comfortable with, which is good. It really is good, because it's pushing me now. It's reminding me, it's like, hey buddy, you're not taking this off now. You know, yes, you want to enjoy life. And yes, sometimes when you enjoy life, it's nearly impossible to stay on track. That's not really true. There's a little bit of truth to that. In the grand scheme of things, it's like, there's so many reasons to put other things in front of our best overall health and our best overall well-being. There are too many reasons to do that. And there's too many easy things to do, or too many easy things come up, whether it's exciting things with houses or exciting things with moving or exciting things or trauma or not trauma, but whether it's tragedy or whether it's sadness and whether it's difficult times as well. So again, being in your best physical shape and optimal weight and performance and all that stuff. I always say that. I always talk about that. That's important, sure, but it's not more important than loving the people around you. And it's not more important than life or death. I get that for sure. I get that. But I always talk about what's kind of best for me, what's optimal for me, what keeps me on track and kind of what keeps me to keep on growing, right? Keep on growing as well, as I should say. So, and this week is no different. Again, like I've been saying for a couple of weeks, if you've been listening, if you've been watching again, thank you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, but if you're doing the ketogenic diet, if you're doing the carnivore way of eating, you know, and if you've gone off of it and going back on and back and forth, like that's difficult for me. I kick myself both times in two ways. Every time I've fallen off my optimal way of eating, or every time I fall off my diet, sometimes I try to avoid the word diet, but when I fall off, I kick myself, because, you know, you feel bad physically, but then you also feel bad mentally. Okay, so aside from that, what am I doing better? Well, I'm not eating bread like I was a month or two ago. You know, I'll eat the slice here, or not a slice here, but speaking about slices, I'll talk about pizza. But a couple of months ago, I was not really caring that much. So I'm caring more again, and I'm getting back on track. And now it's fighting the kind of the old habits, the old original habits, right? That are never gone away, never, never gone away. Even if I've stayed 7 years away from it, or 6 years away from it, or 5 years away from it, whatever. Or even, you know, that's why, like I always say, you know, 30 days away is great, 60 days away, great, 90 days away, great. But you can spend the next 30, 40, 50 days back away, you know, back on a subpar or even detrimental, harmful diet, and you can really get yourself into a bad rut again. It's the addiction, I guess. I suppose it is the addiction of eating, or it's the addiction of either sugar or just eating in general. But again, I really have a hard time putting it into the category of just eating in general, overeating in general, because I have never had this problem with steak. I'll never have this problem with ribs. I won't have 4 racks of ribs. I couldn't possibly eat 4 racks of ribs a day, but I could probably eat 4 pizzas if I space it out right, I cut them right, and I have some nice, see, this is crazy, because pizza, you can go there. Your mind goes like, how can I figure out 4 pizzas? I don't know, I'm trying to be funny, but it really is that way for me with carbs, is that you can overeat very easily for me. I can overeat very easily. Rice is the same way, you know, pizza, rice, pastas, those for me can do it. So when it's better for me, when I'm doing better, it's when I'm eating just more meats, more clean, more just meat and either veg or even just not meat at all. And it's, and I seem to be doing better again. I'm, for me, even like I say, a couple of days with no, not without eating bread at all. And it's a big difference. So I see how that goes, and it's keep up. I'm going to keep it up. Obviously, of course, it's good so far. It's again, like I said, there's struggles. There's, you know, there's always an opportunity to have a treat. There's always opportunity to, have a beer. Like, especially now I'm back. There's so many people I want to see. There's literally like thousands. There's half the city. I don't know half the city, but I feel like I want to see so many people. It feels like the whole city I want to see, because I was gone for a long time, but even, you know, after I left and I was away for a long time, I still stayed in contact with a lot of people, because these are people that I grew up with. These are people that meant a lot to me, and I value people so much that I'm blessed. I'm blessed to know people. And I truly feel like that, like, you know, knowing a lot of people can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I'm just so grateful of the people that I can call friends. Thank you, Sault Ste. Marie. Thank you, Kitchener. Thank you, Waterloo, Cambridge, people from all over the world, all over Canada and US, everywhere. But if I can call you my friend, I'm so privileged, because it's someone that who has taken the time, you know, and taken the love and shared love of time and story and just the peace. With someone, enough to call someone your friend, whatever your requirement is for someone to call you a friend. Thank you. If you've been my friend, you've truly made me exactly who I am, directed me in the way that I am, good, bad, ugly, whatever. I mean, times I didn't listen to you, times I did listen to you. Thanks a lot. The point is, none of us would be here. None of us would be the people we are today without friends. I believe in family. It's kind of all that same thing with that, the nurture versus nature, I guess, right? Nurture is huge. Nurture is everything. It is our exposure. And the same goes with diet and everything else, right? So coming to the new city, not new, but coming to the new house or the newer house for us, yeah, it's all a new city, new house. I can say that. Coming to the new city, the new house, it's a change for my kids, a change for my wife. I'm starting a new job next week. My wife is starting, still at her same job, but, you know, working from home. So that's interesting. Her office is a little different. It's going to be interesting there. Kids in her new school. A lot of change, and it's amazing. It's exciting. There's always an opportunity to see other people. I love that. I'm so blessed again. But again, it's really easy to just go and have beers all the time. And if that's what you want, that's great. But for me, I can't do that. I can't do that all the time. But it doesn't matter. I can go still. My buddy owns a bar. Koch, I love you, brother. I go there. He doesn't give a shit if I'm drinking or not. I go there, say hello. He doesn't probably care if I even, nothing at all. I can tell you, guarantee he doesn't care. Hopefully, if you listen to this, Koch, you understand what I'm trying to get at. But like, whether I do though, exactly. I mean, I want to, like I said, I have a pop or have a diet pop or have an iced tea or whatever the hell it is. It's the idea of going there and hanging out, having a good time and just seeing people and sharing time, sharing stories. Hey, how's your mom? How's your dad? What's it like, you know, what's it like downtown here? Just catching up with people. I really love that. And that's the real reason why I'm doing Thoughts of Radio. Real reason why I'm still doing Thoughts of Radio is because that is the connection that's important to me. This is the way that I like to communicate with people. And when it comes to, you know, diet and nutrition, and not just diet and nutrition, but when it comes to everything in life, I believe it really does take a village. And I harp on that all the time. I think it's the village. I mean, I almost should change this radio station or this podcast to Village Radio or Thoughts of Village or something like that. But I don't know. But let me know what you think. ThoughtsOfRadio@gmail.com. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, just personal advice and what I think is going on or what is going on in my eyes. So I love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. Let me know if you want to be on the podcast. And that is something that I want to start going right away. Like if you're in the Sault and you're listening, and you want to be on Thoughts of Radio, or if you have an idea, or if you have a story, or if you have a complaint, or not a complaint, but if you have a, hey, yeah, I'm having a hard time doing this too. Like, what's it like? Or, you know, you want to just bullshit on the show with me, let me know. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I love you. Thoughts of Radio. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thoughts of Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, Fatso, our very first podcast show.